Medical marijuana is only the latest chapter in an 80-year struggle to come to terms with the place of cannabis in American society. Southern Arizona represents a unique crossroad of opinions. This week, Arizona Public Media brings you a special series, The Controversy Over Cannabis. £1.2 million. That's how much marijuana was seized by the Tucson sector of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol last year. It broke all previous records.
Using our infrared technology, we had detected some individuals carrying what appeared to be marijuana. I and a couple of other agents were moving in to make the interdiction on the marijuana when all of a sudden shots were fired from the drug mills.
David Jimarez is one of 3,500 Border Patrol agents with the Tucson sector.
Since the Border Patrol has been getting a lot more successful at securing our borders and managing those risks at the border, these drug cartels have become a little bit more frustrated and a little bit more desperate. We've started to see a little bit more violence attached to these drugs.
3 years ago, there were 117 assaults against Border Patrol agents. Last year, there were 420.
Putting marijuana or any kind of drug into the mix, it obviously raises the stakes and it makes it a lot more dangerous.
With new technology and more agents, the Border Patrol is keeping more undocumented immigrants out. That means they can focus on drug smugglers. Jimara says the majority are transporting marijuana. The Department of Justice estimated that Mexico produced 3.2 million pounds of marijuana in 2009. And the Border Patrol says half of all illegal drugs in our country come across the Arizona border.
It's such a high-risk environment down here that generally most of our search warrants here are served by SWAT personnel because of the high violence potential.
Todd Smith is a detective with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. He works on the Counter-Narcotics Alliance. It's a joint task force of local, federal, and state agencies. They go after the big marijuana distribution rings. Southern Arizona is one of 28 high-intensity drug trafficking areas in the U.S.
It's pretty common after the search warrant has been served to, while you're processing the house, to find multiple types of weapons. Violence and dope goes hand in hand because it's big money. It's big business.
This is a big business. There's a lot of money involved in marijuana.
Tucson Police Department Lieutenant Richard Animone also works on the Counter-Narcotics Alliance. He points out that the head of the Sinaloa cartel, Chapo Guzman, rated higher than Oprah on Forbes magazine's annual list of the richest people in the world.
And you're talking about people dealing with cash. You know, you see $300,000 or $400,000 in cash. It's cash. There's 20s, there's 10s, there's 100s. And then you look at 50, 60, 70, 100, 200 bales of marijuana. And you're just scratching the surface. You know, what about the guys that are getting away?
While the drug cartels get rich, illicit drugs cost the U.S. economy $193 billion last year. In June, the Global Commission on Drug Policy recommended legalizing and regulating drugs to undermine the cartels. This is a view echoed by many pro-cannabis activists. But Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall doesn't believe it will work.
If we legalize marijuana, the cartels are not going to go out of business. They're not going to suddenly say, well, you know, I think I need to open a legit business now that cannabis is legal.
Richard Animone says the other way to end the drug war is to get people to stop minimizing the harm that drugs and drug trafficking inflict on our community.
When you're taking that puff, think about how it got to your house, you know, or how it got in your hand. You got families associated with this, too, that people are looking to make some money. And often we'll go in on search warrants and we'll find kids that are living in squalor. You know, you go in there and mom and pop, they're going from marijuana to meth or whatever they're doing. And the kids are being neglected. They're not going to school. You know, you go in and there's human feces and, you know, big area of neglect. So when you look at marijuana and you say, well, you know, it's really not that bad. It's harmless to the person that's smoking it. You go back to track it. You have to think of how it got there and what the cost of life is to that point.
We've lost police officers in the enforcement of marijuana laws. There's corruption associated with it because of the high money. The violence is there. I mean, you see in the news where home invasions, where they hit the wrong house. So it puts everybody at risk.
Because they see the collateral damage and devastating impact of the drug trade on people, communities, and even the land of southern Arizona, some law enforcement officers say their personal views about recreational pot smoking have changed. One agent said, "Doing bong hits at a party seemed harmless when I was in college. Now I know better." Tune in tomorrow to Arizona Spotlight to hear the final segment in our series, The Controversy Over Cannabis. We'll hear from experts about whether marijuana can be addictive. This is Laura Markowitz for Arizona Public Media.